The story is called She's Beautiful. She thrashed with her arms and hips, but the ropes wouldn't let go. The sensation was too much, impossible. It shouldn't be possible to feel pleasure this intense, she would have thought if she had the capacity to think. She couldn't think, only feel. Feel too much, try to escape, fail to escape. Rejoice in her failure as the wand rubbed a hidden patch of nerves from a new angle that made her gasp sharply, close her eyes, and shout. He laughed. What's the matter? Asking her to speak was cruel, she would have thought. She tried to speak. Oh God, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come. Are you? He held the wand steady, pressing harder. The head of the toy bent to the angle that made her shout. Or are you going to wait for my signal? She whined, closed her eyes, and thrashed again. Can't, she squeaked. Can't, please. I am there, I'm right there. Please. Breathless, begging. He took her throat in his free hand. Bowed his head to hers. Her eyes flashed wide open, met with his. He fucked her with his gaze and growled, "Now." He released her throat. She took a deep breath and let her whole body scream. He pulled his phone from the pocket of his jeans. With a flash and a click, he captured her, shaking, with her eyes rolled back and her mouth wide open. He slid the wand's power dial to its off position, yanked its power cord from the wall one-handed, and thumbed the keys of his phone. Moments later, he held it aloft, watching as the message sent, listening as the girl below him panted. Two cabins down, another man received the message. Your girlfriend is beautiful when she comes. As he untied the girl, his phone vibrated, like the ghost of the shadow of a dream of the wand. In reply, a picture of another girl, her face hot and agonized and thrilled and smiling. So is yours.